When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. United Nations resolutions, once ratified by the member states, become international law and are binding. But the United Nations does not have the power to enforce its laws. Still, resolutions agreed to by the member states of the United Nations take on treaty-like status. According to Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Therefore, the United States is bound to act in accordance with resolutions and laws passed by the United Nations and ratified by the appropriate U.S. office. It is within this context that black people need to be aware of the following resolutions agreed to by the United Nations and ratified by the appropriate office or body of the United States government. Article 15 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says, "Everyone has the right to a nationality, and no one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality nor denied the right to change his nationality." Additionally, Article 21 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says, "The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government." Article 15 of the Declaration on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination states, "Pending the achievement of the objectives of the Declaration on the granting of independence to colonial countries and peoples contained in General Assembly Resolution 1514-XV, the provisions of this convention shall in no way limit the right of petition granted to these people by other international instruments or by the United Nations and its specialized agencies." The International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights states in Article 1, "All people have the right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development." The Economic Covenant on Civil and Political Rights says, "In accordance with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the ideal of free human beings enjoying civil and political freedom and freedom from fear and want can only be achieved if conditions are created whereby everyone may enjoy his civil and political rights, as well as his economic, social, and cultural rights." It also states in Article 1 that all people have the right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. It continues in Article 2. "Were not already provided for by existing legislative or other measures, each state party to the present covenant undertakes to take the necessary steps in accordance with its constitutional processes and with the provisions of the present covenant to adopt such other measures as may be necessary to give effect to the rights recognized in the present covenant." UN Resolution Number 1541 says, "The integration should be the result of the freely expressed wishes of the territory its people, acting with full knowledge of the change in their status, their wishes having been expressed through informed and democratic processes impartially conducted and based on universal adult suffrage." Resolution 1514 of the Declaration on the Granting of Independence to Colonial Countries and Peoples states, "All persons have the right to self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. And all armed action or repressive measures of all kinds directed against dependent peoples shall cease in order to enable them to exercise peacefully and freely their right to complete independence, and the integrity of their national territory shall be respected." I did not make up these laws. I have nothing to gain by fooling you or tricking you. Black nationalists from past eras did not make up these laws. They had nothing to gain by tricking or fooling the blacks of their time. All they were doing is making black people aware of options we have that can result in a tremendous improvement in the quality of our lives. We have our future in the palms of our hands, and there are laws and forces in operation that would help us secure a worthwhile future. But those laws and forces will not mean a thing unless we take advantage of them. If we don't dare enough to help ourselves, why should anyone else be concerned about us? We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.